This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Former Missouri House member Judy Baker has entered the Democratic race for lieutenant governor. Baker of Columbia announced her candidacy today while pledging to champion initiatives for seniors and veterans. Baker served in the State House from 2005 to 2009 and lost a 2008 bid for Congress to Republican Blaine Lukemeyer. She recently resigned from President Barack Obama's administration as a regional director of the Department of Health and Human Services. One day after giving it first-round approval, the Missouri House has passed a proposed constitutional amendment to place spending caps on the state budget. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has the details.
During final debates, Democrat Jeanette Mott Oxford of St. Louis argued that limiting spending to the yearly inflation rate and population growth could make it very hard for lawmakers to address critical needs in the future.
When we try, through our Constitution, through constantly amending our Constitution, to figure out how to solve future problems that we can't see right now, we wind up creating these unintended consequences that are truly, truly bad for our state.
Eric Burleson, the bill's sponsor, maintains that Missouri taxpayers have a right to see their dollars used wisely and that the measure would ensure that. It now goes to the Missouri Senate, and if it passes there, it would go before voters this fall. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The University of Missouri system has announced its new chancellor of the Missouri University of Science and Technology. She's Cheryl B. Schrader, the current Associate Vice President for Strategic Research Initiatives and the former Engineering Dean at Boise State University. Schrader was introduced at an event on the Missouri S&T campus today. At the event, she said those in higher education are being asked to do more with less, and Missouri S&T holds an especially important role.
Literacy and increased participation in science, technology, engineering, and math is seen as key to quality of life, to economic vitality, and to global competitiveness.
Schrader will be the first female chancellor of Missouri S&T when she starts work in April. She replaces John Carney, who retired after 6 years as chancellor. Former provost Warren Kent Ray has been serving as interim chancellor. An attorney who vouched for the legitimacy of a Chinese artificial sweetener factory says he became aware of concerns about the Chinese site before a deal closed to build a similar plant in rural Missouri. Patent attorney Michael Weiss of Los Angeles testified by video conference today before a Missouri House committee looking into the failure of Mamtech US Inc., which was offered state and local incentives to open a factory in Moberly. Construction on the factory halted this fall after Mamtech missed a payment on $39 million of bonds issued by Moberly. Wise said he witnessed the production of sucralose at a Mamtech plant in China in 2007 and 2009, but became aware the Chinese government had concerns about the site before the Moberly deal was announced. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.